The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy. So, androgyny is like... woman who has like male like qualities, like style wise. So like women with like short hair that wear like basketball shorts and stuff, but can still like be like, oh, she's like Ruby Rosa is an androgynous woman.
Yeah, like short hair, but she wear a tank top, but she got side titties.
Basically bitches that look like Bieber.
Oh, okay.
Or like, you know,
ain't that binary?
No, that's when it comes to like what you identify as.
Yeah.
But androgynous
in
is
the
an
80s,
identity.
Dudes was androgynous. Remember Charlie Murphy was like, the dude that dressed most like a bitch was getting all the women.
Yeah. That's what Prince was.
Yeah. So Prince was in there. Prince got all of them.
But it wasn't like a thing of like, oh, this is like gender fluid or whatever. Just like, nah, nigga, I want to get all the hoes.
Yeah.
And the chick that dresses kind of like boyish, but got a body, and you know she got a body on her, but you be like, come on.
Yeah. Like, look, Ruby Rosa.
Look at that.
She looks like
that right. That
the nigga from Jumper.
That right. Yeah. But nah, man.
You think I don't. Nah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying she doesn't do it for me, though. Like, I'll look at her.
I like that.
She's attractive.
You know the chick that's on all of fucking. Clayton Thomas's sketches, the white girl with the short hair and the fatto ass. Like, you always see her.
Sure.
I don't know her name. I know she's an Instagram model, but she got short hair, but she swole up, and she be wearing, like, boy clothes sometimes, and she be like that.
Swole.
But she swole up. But, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right, Jamar?
No. Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Some girl, but no. Short hair, but...
Oh, you talking about her, nigga? She ain't androgynous.
But
she's a white woman with a short haircut, nigga.
That's what
the fuck she is.
I was got caught up by
the big old titties.
Them
like
things.
That's not an androgynous woman. That's a white woman who frequents black.
Frequents.
Put that back up.
Look at that.
That is what you call
that's
a vanilla
not a
Oreo.
Goddamn androgynous.
It's not. It's just I wanted to see her. vanilla Oreos. That's what I like to call vanilla Oreos. They be in the hood.
Yeah.
Got ex boyfriends.
The golden
DJs.
Oreo. The golden joint.
Golden Oreo. Yeah. That's what the golden Oreo is right there, bruh.
That's the white woman that. Usually that haircut is accompanied by leggings, Jordan 1s, Jordan 3s, fucking...
Two stalkers. Two black ex-NBA ball... Oh, my God. Oh, she goes.
And if she does date white men, they're like super tan and they look like Jason Momoa.
Okay.
You know what? I think I have fucked an androgynous woman.
There you go, my boy. Come on, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to another episode of No Need for Apologies. We got Jamar Neighbors in this bitch.
Yeah, we do.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And first of all, before you tell it, L.A. legend. Boy, when I mean I've been to the comedy store or whatever, and all I do is go, you know what? Fuck my comedy. I'm about to sit back and watch Jamar do something none of these motherfuckers do.
Yeah.
I've seen Jamar do jokes that are so, like, one-sided, but everybody goes up.
Yeah.
One of your jokes about gay people is one of the funniest things I ever heard. The other joke about your dad and the dog. I saw you do one at the OR.
Yeah.
And you got on the table, and you walked on the table.
Oh, yeah.
And was just, and motherfuckers was just, screaming.
Dude.
Like, people go up for Jamar Neighbors, sure.
And he's a hell of an actor. He was in Keanu.
Well,
I was like,
as a goon,
that nigga can act. I was like, that nigga can act. I met you in, I think my first time meeting you was in Brooklyn at the Inkwell or
Yeah.
And you did a joke about your mom like doing drugs or something snowing outside. And I was like, this nigga's great. This nigga's great. We don't belong at these open mics. I was sitting there like, goddamn.
Damn, I remember the Inkwell. That, that was like 10 years ago.
Yes.
Oh, that was a decade ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
real recognize real.
I remember, because all I remember, at first I didn't know, I just thought you was some strange alt dude.
Yeah.
And I had never heard you, and I knew you was Gerard Carmichael's roommate.
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember, I met you Gerard and Pete at the at some piece of spot. You was there for a second. Was like, all right, I'm gonna go head to these mics.
Yeah,
I was like, and he was like, yo, my name Jamar and shit. And I was like, I'm Derek. What's going on? You just went away.
Yeah.
But then I start seeing you. I was like, oh, this guy's the truth.
Thank you.
So yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
So now you're over in New York.
Yeah.
Out here hanging.
Yeah, man. I've been here for like 2 months, man.
On the low though. I seen this nigga yesterday. I'm like, where the fuck you been at? Like, how long you talking? I've been here 2 months. I'm like, I didn't know.
I've been out here.
Just trying to figure out the New York side.
I love doing comedy out here.
Swerve. Then we glad you're here, bro.
Yeah.
We glad
where you been getting up at?
New York, like, comedy club. I've been doing Brooklyn a lot and little hole in the wall places.
Dope. That's how I start. That's how I start.
Yeah.
Now back to this androgynous woman.
Yeah. Yeah. She was a boxer trainer, and I thought that she was a dyke. Can I say dyke?
You can say whatever
you
want.
You can say whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know, this ain't the show. Like, there's worse shit said on this network.
Oh, okay, bet.
Worse.
Yeah,
we're like the Christmas special of this network.
Yeah,
we're like the
Black Show Marathon.
Yeah.
Like, you know how they play?
Like, we're like the Cosby's pre-rape.
Yeah,
pre-pill pop.
I hated pre-rape Cosby. Don't get me started on pre-rape Cosby. Anyway, nigga, she used to
go ahead.
Yeah, she was a boxing trainer and shit. And I was looking at her for like 6 months, and I was like, I wonder, is this bitch gay? Because she looked like she had put on like she wear a strap on, nigga, just to work. And then 6 months later, nigga, I ended up fucking this bitch, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there you go. Because sometimes you don't know.
She got,
sometimes you got to flip through the pages. Can't go by the cover. Got to flip through the pages sometimes and see what the story. Oh, shit.
Oh,
I thought you were this, and it turned into something else.
Yeah.
She's
but now I can't get rid of this bitch.
Oh.
She always walk with, like, she got, like, two big ass pit bulls and shit. Like, she was a dyke for real, nigga.
She's like walking down the street looking for you, like, Jamal. Jamal.
Dogs all bucking.
They like fat neck pit bulls too?
Yeah, nigga. Oh. They like real like,
oh, she breeded them bitches.
So they're not even like the slim fucking pit bulls that could come off adorable.
No.
Them cell block pit bulls.
Damn.
Yeah. And it's a little white girl. Yeah.
Ah, nigga, she gonna fuck you up.
Nigga.
Them dogs, she gonna do some fucking John Wick 3 shit.
That's why I'm really out here, nigga. I'm running away from.
Look, man, those be them chicks too. The white girls with them pit bulls, and like they talk. Does she talk hood?
No, she's just white.
Oh, she was just like, just
but she's tough though.
That's good.
Yeah,
her breath stank too.
Oh,
but you can't have two fat neck pit bulls and and not have stinky breath.
Oh, yeah, man. But she.
Something about her, though.
Yeah, something about her I like.
I'm reflecting. I hate when a girl got stink breath and she got a nice smile.
Stink breath is like.
That's a weird lead in.
I always, when I was single, I always went lipstick equals stinky breath because they don't want to fuck up their lipstick and keep reapplying it. So they don't really eat, so they're hungry. Right?
And they get got that vacant breath. Smell. This vacant smell come out. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, anytime I see a girl with lipstick on, I'm like, her breath is going to smell like a wet shoe, nigga.
Yeah.
And have you always been right?
I've been right at least 85% of the time.
Wow.
Girls' breath smelling hungry is worse today than just having bad breath.
Yeah. I'd rather you have bad breath than you be hungry. Like that desperation is creeping out of your esophagus.
I'm hungry smell. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, shit. That's a.
It's emptiness.
Oh, your breath can stink if you don't eat.
Yeah, you know that?
What? No.
Absolutely. Nah, I used to mess with chicks that tried, didn't eat, and you could smell the hunger and they breath. You'd be you smell empty.
Oh.
I ain't nothing in there. You smell real.
You smell
like the lining of your intestines is vacant right now. Like, and you just call, that's a cry for help.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're like, I've had a few chicks that we need to go eat. Yeah, but we need to go eat something.
Lipstick always equals bad breath.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Cool. You know what lipstick always meant to me? What? And it's always like 6 times out of 10, teeth ain't going to be white.
That too.
Teeth ain't going to be white.
Because the lipstick fucking accentuates the
yellowness. It tell the truth.
Yeah.
It tell the truth.
Because like every time I went to Afro Punk and all the Brooklyn chicks with the purple shit, they smile, nigga. It looked like
the
something
Joker,
off
nigga.
The Joker or what was that?
They gums be purple?
No, the lips would be purple.
But what about bitches with purple gums?
Purple gums is weird. That's
a
disease.
I got purple gums, right?
Black gums?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nigga.
it's just my melanin.
It's chicks like that smoke thing. Black and mild.
I know so many chicks that...
They pink.
Let me see your gums.
They pink.
They're not like... There's like certain spots.
Oh, yeah, under it, nigga. Yeah.
I probably got eczema on my gums. I probably got eczematic gums. But anyway.
Eczematic gums?
Yeah, I probably got eczema gums. That's why my shit is colorful. But anyway, now, the chicks with purple gums used to be wanting to be bad bitches that smoke black sometime.
Right,
at the party with the fucking hand tattoo. Smoke on listening to YG.
Yeah.
I know them chicks.
But like YG, his first album, My Nigga, My Nigga.
Nigga, that's the one I still listen to.
Yeah, that's the best one, though.
Listening to YG, She Hood. Right?
Yeah.
Got little sweats on, little thong, no bra with the tank top.
A little dirty nose ring.
Dirty nose ring, but
you have the nose ring, but
it'd be
close.
Black. It'd be black.
Oh, yeah. You need to take that thing out. Yeah. Fucking wash it a little bit.
Dirty nose ring chicks, man. But those ones be having something about them. You be like, something about this dirty nose ring having chick, but she thorough. Though.
Yeah. Damn.
I get it.
You ever been to Afropunk?
No.
Afropunk.
What is it?
If you stay out here, basically, it is the black equivalent to any rock festival.
Yeah.
But it's black people.
It's pretty dope, though.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they got, like, different concerts
it's
going
white
on.
And it's all races coming together, hanging out in the park with dirty feet.
But all races coming together, but all the acts be black to the motherfuckers. Yeah.
Where does it go down at?
At one of them parks.
What's
the one?
The park by like it's in Brooklyn, but it's in like a park near.
It's like
the
in between. It's in between Brooklyn Heights, the good part, and then the hood part.
Yeah,
and it's like down Brooklyn Heights, but in the hood.
It's off of York Street.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh.
But it's nice. It's got all the.
It's like easy to sneak in too.
It is.
It's very easy to sneak in.
Sneak in. Everybody smoking weed.
And it's all black. You say
Afropunk. Yeah,
all black.
It's like black power and. But all the black women got their hair natural.
Well, not all the time, because I seen Alabama Shake there one time before they got big and like.
But for the Britney every time I've gone, every time I've gone, Joyelle be standing on the soapbox right next to the
Oh, it's a gang of women that look like Joyelle. Yeah. That's Afropunk.
Afropunk, and then everybody got the dreads out, and there's rock groups, but it's like you know black leads.
Yeah, like yeah.
David Matthews be there.
Yeah. Who?
Dave Matthews.
No, Dave Matthews don't be there.
Oh, no, he don't be there.
He don't be there. But nah, so it's a nice thing. It's a little festival. It's nice. They got all the little kente cloths and fucking African corn dogs and.
I want to go, nigga, just so I
can... You got to go. Can you pull up when the Afropunk Festival is?
Afropunk Festival.
I want to go just so I can overdo the black
people. You got to.
I'm going to overdo that shit.
Oh, dude, I'm pretty sure you can't overdo
Afropunk it. Afropunk Festival, yes. When? Oh, it was Saturday, November 20th. When was that? I thought it was always in the summer.
Me too. That's weird that they changed it.
I want to go to Afropunk.
Afropunk.
I just want to troll it.
Yo, and then, you should go. But there's, trust me, every nigga out there look like Earth Gang. So.
Fine.
You know who Earth Gang is?
Yeah, I know Earth
Gang.
They're Atlanta niggas.
They're Atlanta dudes.
Damn. Oh, okay.
They're the new Outkast.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what you're talking about. Yeah, that's basically what it looked like.
Oh, it looked like that? Oh, nigga, I'm going to go out there and overdo it, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
That's basically it. They be fly.
I'm be walking around with a stick. Nigga.
A stick with like an eagle carved in it.
Nigga. No shirt on, nigga. War paint on my fucking
that
face.
That goofy trumpet. The trumpet that looked like the shit on Thanksgiving.
When does that shit go down?
It's November 28th.
Oh,
it's
is that 2020?
It said 2020. It's at November 28th to the 29th.
No, it's a festival. So this in Brooklyn, it's August 24th, 25th.
There you go.
Oh,
that
shit.
Sounds about right.
Okay.
August 24th,
25th. How much is it to get in?
Nigga, if you a comic,
You'll figure it out.
I've never paid for Africa, like ever in my life.
Do you have like agents and managers?
Yeah.
Ask them.
Okay.
They'll probably have a client that's in there.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a part of it.
I've always walked in.
Yeah.
I've okay. always just.
I walked in. I only went twice, and both times I walked in because somebody was already there, and they'd be like, yo, just like walk in. I'm like, but there's like a line. And yeah. Like, so? And yeah. I just walk in like I belong.
Yeah. What do you mean African corn dogs? What
is that? Yeah, me too. Right? You, know how they got, you know how they got the fucking booze with the platters? Oh. There's always some gimmick because it's Afro-punk, so it just can't be a corn dog. This shit got African spices on it, or it's a chutney that come with it. Or they got oxtails, and they got fucking, you know, the rice with the cinnamon and the fucking jasmine.
Do Everything Africans eat pork?
Huh?
Do Africans eat pork? Because maybe it's not made from pork.
I don't know what it is. The corn. It's if it's not a corn dog, it's the yellow chicken.
Oh, the jerk chicken? That's Jamaican, though.
Is it
right?
Jamaican? They all of them.
Jerk
mix
chicken
it up.
Is trash.
Jamaican be there.
You don't like jerk chicken?
It's like whatever. I like beef jerky more. I'd rather eat beef jerky.
I've only had like jerk chicken a handful of times, and it's only been in Brooklyn. That was the
I've
best
had jerk
time
chicken from
been.
Jamaican women, and yeah. it's.
I had a jerk chicken empanada.
How was that?
How was that?
That's I don't like. I don't fuck with.
That's too much
jerk
fusion
chicken.
Right there.
Yeah, that's too much fusion.
What you mean?
Because jerk chicken empanada is Hispanic.
That's Hispanic.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm mixing like two different.
Yeah, that's Jamaican and Hispanic.
Oh, that's why.
That's why you like it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like too much for the palate.
Chicken empanada.
That's too much for the palate. Was there peas and rice in it?
No, it was just some jerk chicken or whatever. Hey, y'all fuck with empanadas?
I do fuck with empanadas, but not with jerk chicken in it. But yeah, empanada mama is the shit.
Oh, okay.
But my wife is Colombian, so I
he get empanadas for breakfast.
I get empanadas for. I had two and a half empanadas yesterday.
Yeah,
shit's okay. good. I had two chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, I fucks with empanadas.
Empanadas is good. It's a good for all my drunks out there. It sops up a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
Empanadas is a good hang food before you go hang out with a chick. I'm telling you, chicks love an empanada before they come. You want to get out of here? I've done that.
You like fucking a girl on a full stomach?
Oh, not a full stomach, but I need some kind of energy.
But, bitch, that stank.
Excuse me, sorry.
I've only...
She blew that shit to the side.
Most women I've slept with always want to eat first.
Like a cigarette.
They want to eat at least something. You need energy, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. You have fucking on an empty stomach?
Yeah, I'd be forgetting.
It's tiresome. It's very taxing.
I'd be forgetting that bitches need energy. Yeah, I'd be forgetting that shit. That's why
they trying to drive the car in an empty tank.
That's why they be trying to. That's why they want to go out to eat. And
shit. They, you know, they want to eat because they ain't eat. Yeah. And if they figure something, they can do it.
He'd be like, eat before you get here.
Yeah, like,
that's what you hear. Eat before you get here.
I still got a hood mentality.
Where are you from, Jamar?
Compton.
He's from Compton, California, so that's real, and you made it out.
Sure.
No, but I'm fucking around.
Oh, but kind of.
Yeah, I mean.
Wait, you still live in Compton or no?
No way.
Oh. Why'd you say kind of?
Oh, because I'm from L.A., but I live in Hollywood, so I've seen those streets forever, so I'm looking like, it just still feel like I'm in the hood, kind of, sort of.
Oh, sure. All right. That's what I'm saying. You saw the switch.
Yeah.
You saw the turn. Okay.
Yeah.
Even though Hollywood was always Hollywood, but I know it's a little cleaner now.
Yeah. It's all still the same. I've seen niggas get shot in, like, both. Not seen, but niggas get shot in both places and shit. Yeah. Like, so I'm just like, Anyway, where's the Comedy Store? You know, like.
anyway. I don't know that, like, how far, because I've never been to Compton before. Like, how far is Compton from
Hollywood?
Yeah.
It's like a 45-minute drive.
Oh.
Dope city, man.
You been before?
No.
Why not?
I've only heard about it. No one wants to take me. No girl I've met goes, let's go to Compton and hang out.
But I heard they actually do, like, tours in Compton now, like bus tours and shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Should I do that or whatever?
Yeah.
Hey, get off the bus, nigga.
I'd do a bus tour in Compton, but ain't the family room out there still?
Yeah.
I haven't done that room.
Have you done a family room?
I have not done the family room.
it's so fun, nigga. You should go.
I might do the family.
It's just a hood ass room, nigga, but it's cool.
Yeah, right. I heard the family room goes. If you on, if you got them, you got them.
Yeah.
If you ain't got them, you in trouble. But you know, black rooms.
It ain't nothing, but it's fun to do.
I've heard stories about the family room. I've never had the
chance. Nikki, she should throw you like money if your fucking shit was good, nigga. I seen that nigga Ron G walk out with $250, nigga. That was just on like a stripper, nigga, and just
Word,
damn.
Like, Ron G be killing.
Yeah, I need to go there.
And shout out
LA Hood Life Tour, hilarious.
$75?
Wow. $75, that's, I mean.
Well, that's where they're getting you. That's, yeah, where, that's, yeah, where they're going to get you. We're going to need that. You're going to have to come up off, like, that 75.
I'm like,
you're going to have to come up off that 75. You're going to take a Compton tour.
I'm like, y'all know I got a car, right?
I just take you niggas where you need. I just follow the bus.
A 45-minute ride, though, in an Uber, that's only like in LA. Right? That's like $13, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is cheap out there. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
Shit, next time I'm in LA, I'm going to Compton, nigga. Significantly
different. All right. I'm going with a scooter.
Yeah. No, do they got the bird scooters? I'll do that.
Thank God they don't got them motherfuckers. All right, this place would be a mess.
It'd be a mess.
I can't wait till they bring them out here.
That's gonna be fucked up.
It's gonna be a mess.
They're bringing them out here. They're bringing out a mess. They're bringing out the Bolt ones. Bolt is
mess.
Bolt is like Usain Bolt's.
I got Bird. When I was in L.A. doing Will and Grace, I would go from the hotel to the dispensary.
Dude, that's what me and Tommy did. Yeah. When
it's
I
so
was
fun,
LA,
though, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You be smiling and shit. Feeling good.
I'm going to meetings on a little bike. You know what I'm talking about? The little electric bike. Some of these meetings like, nigga.
That shit is so fun.
L.A. like, is fun when you don't live there.
Nigga, I remember when I had, nigga, I had a spot at the fucking... at the Laugh Factory, and then I had one at the Improv. Yeah. I get a scooter and went all the way down that hill. Late night, just going, trying to get to both spots. It was so fun.
I was trying to get Rob Hayes and Amina to do it, but I think we were too high. And I'm like, nigga,
that's the
just
best time
get
to do
on
it.
This fucking scooter. Let's go.
That's the best time
let's
to do
ride
it.
Out. And it was like, nah, you bugging.
You can do some ride out
you
fun
was
shit.
You say you was on the bike one?
I did the bike one, the little short bike one. That shit's fun,
too. Hell no.
Dude, that shit, get up. I was talking to Becky. Y'all know Becky, the podcast people. She was like on some of our earlier episodes.
Yeah.
I was talking to her on my way from meetings. She's just like, what is that noise? What are you doing? I'm like, yo, I'm on these e-bikes. I'm getting it. I've been getting around like this. I'll ride those bitches until they die, and then I'll just walk to another one.
Yep.
Dude, that shit is fun. I can't wait till they bring that out.
You put
out
like
here.
A little tab on your phone. I want like $25 worth of rides or whatever, and then just hop out.
Yeah, getting out. I don't care. I look retarded on those things.
Yeah, they're like 6'5".
I'm 6'5", 250 on these little ass bikes. Knees poking out to the side. Cars honking at me because I'm driving in the street, not on the sidewalk. Nigga, I don't care. L.A. is Disney World to me.
L.A. is Disney World
fun,
to everybody.
But it's fun because it's like, nigga, no, y'all niggas don't give a fuck
it's
who
a
I
goof
am.
Town. It's goof. You know, I heard right now it's true that fucking California is considered a third world country. It's a third world state.
What?
All the poverty that's going on in L.A. right now, all them tent communities, it got so big now, it's considered a third world state. I said, get the fuck out. It makes sense.
Damn.
But we got money.
You got money, but there's a
y'all
lot of money
giving
you don't
it
got.
To them niggas.
Oh.
They, all them, nigga, I be seeing them tents on the highway.
Homelessness is fucked up out there, nigga. Homeless people take up like whole blocks like a motherfucking apartment-like complex.
What do you think that is, though? Why do you think it's so high?
Nigga, because you can just do it.
West
because
Hollywood. It's like, yeah, go ahead.
Because like out here, like the homeless people, it's like... they'll freeze to death, nigga. Like, so they may die. Ours, nigga, it's always sunny and shit like that. Yeah. It's like camping.
It's exactly like camping.
Yeah,
they got tent communities.
Yeah.
That smell awful. Underpasses be a gang of them. Fucking streets. I be in West Hollywood. Nice ass apartment, nice car, tent on the corner. You like hot? Yeah. They've set up anywhere.
Damn.
It could be a nice part of town.
Our area is nice based on how many tents are out.
Yeah, but it don't be a lot of tents out Beverly Hills, but it still be some tents out. Not a lot.
Yeah.
But no, but I know. I just want to know like how. So, you know, in Philly, like the thing that I heard why there was a lot of like, there's a lot of homelessness in Philly, but a lot of the homeless in Philly are mentally ill.
Okay.
And they said that it's actually because a lot of the programs that helped them lost their funding.
Okay.
And these people just like stayed on the street. And I want to know, is that the same thing for like L.A.?
A lot of niggas was drug addicts in the 80s.
Mm.
Yeah. And then or just drug addicts, period. It's more. Yeah. I think it's more drugs and shit.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But nah, man. But I mean, bums out in the West because it's so nice out. They set up shop. It don't look like they came on tough times. A lot of them, I'm be like, did y'all choose to live in squalor?
A lot of them actually, a lot of them, like you can actually have conversations with the motherfuckers, like, too, and they just, you know, I don't know. They be happy.
But it's everywhere, bro.
Sometimes
coming
they don't
highway
even
exits.
They don't even want a dollar sometimes. They don't even want that shit sometimes.
They're like, nigga, what I'm going to do with this shit?
Yeah.
Go run the store, give me a sandwich. Come back with a sandwich.
Yep.
And that dispensary opened on the corner. Give me pre-roll.
And the homeless
niggas. And they probably get that. Yeah.
And the homeless niggas be having bitches and shit. Like, it's like, they get it in.
Homeless bitches or regular bitches?
No.
No, they be homeless. I think you're
regular. Oh, okay. Like a regular bitch.
Ain't nobody smelling good to go see a nigga.
I can get used to this.
Nigga, can you imagine that? Because you can imagine all that just dirtiness flapping around. Like, they got to smell bad to each other so they smell good. It's like, that's got to cancel each other out.
It's
so
like pheromones.
You can't have a sweet smelling bitch going to see a bum nigga. That don't work. The chemical balance is off. The pH is off.
You know where homeless niggas really love to hang out in Hollywood? In the library.
They like hang out in the library every fucking where. They wash their ass in the fucking bathroom. They be in there like, my bad, young blood. What you reading?
Yeah, man. It's bad out here. It's worse out here.
Some Herman Melville.
They be taking a sink bath at the train station.
Yeah. That shit.
In New York Penn? Oh, yeah. God. But yeah.
Damn.
But no, Third World State.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. Well, so good for y'all. I mean,
good for y'all.
So when you get past all the bums, Hollywood, you get the bag, Dolby Theater.
There's balls. There's balls. There's bums in Hollywood.
Yeah, but they're called comics. They're called open micers.
Call open micers, bruh. You think we live rough out here? You should see these motherfuckers
niggas
out in L.A.
In
these
cars.
Open mics.
Niggas in their cars.
Some people, because it's the dream that's sold to them.
Yeah.
I noticed that L.A. dream. Just sleeping in my car, man, because they all want to say they slept in their car when they make it.
Yeah,
when they make
it's about
day.
It's about the book.
It's about the book.
But why? Here's the thing. I don't know. I'm not against L.A., but if I'm starting comedy for the first time, I want to go to a place where I can do it all the time. And that's New York.
Right.
I would rather move. I don't know. Even if I was a West Coast dude, I would do my research and I'd be like,
but you gotta stay.
Because that's the actor's game. Like, you wanna, like, LA is dope for acting, creating shit.
Why you think these open micers doing open mics? It's their way into acting. It ain't their way into stand up. Yeah. They get good enough so they can have that look to get on that fucking TV show. I've seen it all before.
Because I like LA for that. LA is good at that. LA, y'all know how to keep the work going.
Yeah. It's only about content in LA.
Yeah.
Just give us content. That's the industry. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Dope.
Yeah, man. So, but
I ain't sleeping in my fucking car.
Yeah, I slept in my car, but I slept in my car to do stand up in New York. Like, that's why it was different. So I was
just slept in your car because you just didn't feel like going back home.
Oh, that too.
You didn't have. It wasn't
I had a home,
nigga. Your home was 2 hours away. You can't brag about sleeping in his car. Yeah, nigga, I slept in my car many nights.
Yeah, no.
Nigga, you could have just went down the turnpike.
Fuck you, because I had to be at work.
Put your key in the door.
I had to be at work at 7, and we would hang out till 3, 4 in the morning. So I had a job and a place to stay, but I slept in my car.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you wrote that chapter out, they'd be like, wait, this nigga had a choice?
Listen to what I'm saying. I always had a choice. That's why I'm different. It wasn't a struggle. I came up. I'm cul-de-sac black to the bone, bruh. I never wanted. My mom made sure I never had. I never wanted for anything.
Yeah.
But when it came down to that stand-up, we would hang out so late in New York when we was just open micers.
Wait, you were spoiled?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Spoiled as shit. Are you out of your mind? What? I got jokes about it.
Him? Man, I thought you was a real brother.
I am a real brother. You know why? Because I hung out with real niggas. I hung out with real niggas, though. But,
no, that's good.
Fucking, we hang out so late.
Yeah.
And if we done hanging out, the whole gang, we done at 4 a.m. What's the point in driving two and a half hours home to be back at work by 7:30.
Right,
let me just sleep in the parking lot, turn the heat on.
Yeah, it
was cold some nights. And, you know, but that was the beauty of it, because I just sleep at work, because I didn't give a fuck about that. I was a janitor. Yeah. And then I get ready to do it all over again. So granted, clothes in the trunk, I had clothes.
Yeah.
But I was dedicated to staying relevant in New York. So therefore, that's why I slept in my car.
Right.
So back to Jamar, who wasn't so spoiled.
Yeah, Jamar,
I was fine.
Tell us about yourself. I hate saying tell us about yourself. You grew up in Compton. You didn't grow up in foster care, though.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
There you go. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Foster kids.
Oh, I mean, yeah, a little, yeah. That shit was
You want to talk about it?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. He's like, that shit was fire.
Nigga, that's, yeah. Because you was too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but.
I used to walk past the foster kids home like, damn.
You spoiled motherfucker.
I was fucked up.
He was like, oh, don't touch.
It was adventurous though, nigga. Like bouncing from like you can bounce from like house to house and house. That's essentially what I do now anyway.
That's what comedy is. Bouncing around.
Just crashing on bitches' places in Compton. bitches' couches in Compton.
So like is your mom like you went in because like your mom and dad and shit?
Yeah, she was the 80s in Compton.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. They were fun.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah.
It is.
90s in Philly.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, no, it's still the 80s.
Hey, well, you know, you had to come in just 86. Yeah. But the first four, were you in foster care? Did you get tossed around in your first four years?
No, my mom was just dipping and diving. She was like bouncing around. So.
You had to learn how to cook. Yeah. That's how you teach me how to cook them chicken thighs. You had to know.
Yeah. When people go, oh, man, so how, like, they always like asked to be like, man, so how's foster care? I'm like, I don't know, nigga. It was like, I don't know anything great before that to compare
right,
it to.
Right,
like
right,
my
right.
life was exactly the same
with
my mom that it was in foster care.
Damn.
Yep.
So the same amount of bouncing around I did with my mom, I did while I was in care too.
Mm.
Okay.
So
nigga,
how many homes were you in?
Shit. I don't know, like
how many tours in Iraq you did?
Y'all got tours. That's y'all niggas got tours.
From zero through five, whatever. I was probably in like four of the motherfuckers, maybe five, but like four for sure. And then my auntie, my mama's sister, and then she took me in from five to age like eight and a half or whatever. Yeah. And then I moved back with my mom. She got her shit together for like 9 months, so I moved back in with her. And then she got her shit untogether.
They always do that shit, man. They tie them shoes. That not always comes undone, nigga. That not be like, I'm fucked up again.
Yeah,
you
man.
You got a double bow it. You ain't pull it. Yeah, nah, she didn't pull that. And that shit just unraveled, huh?
Yeah, man.
And then you went back into care?
I went to an orphanage.
Dad!
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Kid jail.
Yeah.
A group home or an actual orphanage?
No, it was an orphanage.
I even heard that word. You know how long it's been since I heard orphanage?
I've never been. I always thought orphanage was like
storybooks.
It's story shit. Like Madeline.
You Tiny Tim, nigga.
I used to be an orphan.
Like you had a wooden leg and shit.
Charles Dickens shit.
That's crazy. You was an actual orphanage.
Nigga. Yeah. But I always tell everybody, for like 2 years, nigga.
Yeah.
But I always tell everybody, that's the best shit that ever happened to me. That shit was so fun.
Yeah.
It was so diverse. It was like kids from all walks of life and shit, just with the same problems and shit. White, black, Asian and shit. I had girlfriends. Like I was on a football team there.
Oh,
I did art all day. Yeah. It was like turn the fuck up.
Foster kids, we love art, nigga. We draw all the time. Nigga. My pen game was amazing, nigga. My shit, I used to draw comic books. They had me drawing fucking like posters and shit. I was on my money. I used to do wood burning.
Your talent was your
wood
parents.
Burning?
You ever did wood burning? They get you that little soldering iron type thing. And then you draw on a plaque of wood and then you like burn it into the wood and then you glaze it over.
No.
What?
That sound fun.
That's some crafts.
That shit was fun. Nigga. That sound like
I've
some
done
crafts.
Clay shit. I made clay and then put it in the kiln and made like little figures and shit. Yeah.
Dope.
See, y'all more cultured than me.
What can you do, Derek?
What can you do with your hands, nigga?
My grandma taught me how to order a steak. She was like, always get it medium. This is the salad fork. This is the steak fork. Oh, and when you call for the waitress, always just go like this.
We got the plastic fork.
He got a
and
bell.
Here's a plastic spoon.
Oh, Christmases, fucking forget about it. I'm a product of a good divorce. I'm sorry, fellas. Yeah. My pop was cool. My mom was cool. They hated each other, loved me, competed for my love. I got everything. So,
wow.
Damn.
And my father ran to us.
Did my mom read me? Now my mom didn't read me stories and shit like that. But no, I just, you know, I was a TV kid through and through. Yeah, but my dad, shout out to my pop for letting me watch Def Jam when I was 6 and 7.
Yeah. Oh, same
and
shit.
And shout out
yeah.
to my mom for letting me watch the clean comedy when I was young. She let me watch Sinbad. My dad let me watch, you know.
The dirt
and I learned about Boys in the Hood and all that shit when I was 6 and 7. So I came around to learn the curve quick. My parents still treated me kind of like a teenager even when I was little.
Yeah.
So I was like, so hanging with y'all. With y'all real experiences, I go, oh, okay, I've seen this on TV.
This was an episode of Malcolm and Eddie.
So, yeah. So I'm like, oh, y'all the real guy. All right, I'd rather hang with y'all than watch it on TV. And that's why I got
so how did the So with the orphanage, I always thought you had, like, your mom had to be dead and your dad had to be dead in order to be in an orphanage. That's not true.
Like, some kids was there. Like, everybody was there for, like, different reasons.
Yeah.
Which like, some kid... I was there for like 2 years and I ain't never asked one kid like why they was in here.
Yeah.
But like one time I asked the homie Malcolm, I said, hey, why are you here? He was like, being bad at school. And I was like, you in an orphanage for being bad at school? He was like, yep. I was like, damn. He was like, what about you? He's like, mom on drugs. He was like, oh, all right. And then like, I just start asking people like why they was actually in here in the motherfucking first place.
Yeah.
And different reasons and shit, man. Like
same with like group homes and residentials and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When did you get out? Oh, go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, I was saying, and on God, nigga, I wish that so I got out when I was like 11.
Yeah.
I was turning 12. My auntie came and got me again.
Again, she was like, God damn it.
Yeah. Cause my mama,
she's like, I didn't even know you was in here.
I swear to God, nigga. But I wanted to get adopted by like a white family.
Yeah,
God, nigga. Because I always saw it on like the TV and shit. I'm like, what's that like, nigga? Like,
man, it's just chicken cutlets.
Oh fuck!
But chicken cutlets that come in individual wrapped, like plastic
pre-seasoned packs.
Yep. They just take them out and they pop them in the oven and then you eat creamy mac and cheese.
Yeah, I've been had that.
That sounds
that
terrible.
Shit is great. It was the prefab meal was okay, especially on the run, because my mom still went to work all the time. So I had to learn how to do all that shit myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still an only child.
So when did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
On so my mom's side,
like,
yeah.
Oh, so you was like really, so you could really have it all.
Yeah.
That's
my
tight.
My grandma was like cool coming up. She had some money because she used to drop Scepta.
Yeah.
You know,
Scepta is our
it's
bus
like Philly
transit
back
system.
In the '80s, 90s. My grandma
but
was
a lot
a bus
of those people paid
turn
yeah.
token cop. So when you get token cop, you make it bread. So
we was
always chilling.
That's like $100,000 job, like and
something like that. She was,
you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere. Most of those people make that $100,000. The cost of living in Philly is pretty low.
At the time.
Even now, you can still buy a house for like
$300,000. I'm talking about 1990, 1991, so yeah.
Yeah, so she was caking.
Yeah, my grandma, Nana was caking. Like, she had a little cruise ship, like, group she went with every year called the Happy Hookers. You know,
Happy Hookers?
Her and her old lady friends, they was all in their 50s, 60s. Well,
that's not even 40s, old.
40s, 50s. 40s, 50s, Happy Hookers. Bobby was one. It all happened. What fucked me up was like I saw when it turned for my nana. Like it all went bad after a friend Bobby died on a cruise.
Damn.
And well, I was like, how did he die?
No, she. Bobby was a girl. She had a heart attack. And I was like, that is fucked
how
up.
How long was she on the cruise?
Huh?
How long was she on the cruise?
I think they was on like their second, third day. And then.
How long was the cruise?
Like a week. And so like in the middle of the week.
So what they do? Throw the bitch overboard?
Nah, they had to chop her down and they fucking lift her up. I think Nana was fucked up when she came home. And then, man.
No, they
chop her down to her.
And they're like,
DJ, y'all can keep the party going. Yeah. Okay, Nana could chop her up so y'all can keep the party going. Turn the music back on. Yeah. Damn. Cut them coconuts. But anyway.
She came back home.
Yeah, I think she was like sad when she got back. I was like, damn, that's fucked up.
Especially if that's your only homie.
I was
you
one
went
of her homies and one of them, but it was a lot of them. Peaches, I remember all her friends.
Yeah.
And they were like older black women with a little bit of dough on them. So it was like, I was always cool in it. Yeah. You know, when Nana had the first house
And then, you know, mom got a better job, yeah. So I got better, you know, my dad got a better job, so I started getting, it just, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
I actually love your life.
Yeah, it was, I can't say that it was bad.
That sounds dope.
I'd just be like, mom, she just didn't want me to, every summer, it was like, when she sent me to summer camp, she was like, you don't have enough friends. I'm seeing the camp.
Let me ask you this, though. But was it really that bad, like, growing up?
It was up and down. Because I told these stories. I like gotten a lot of fights from like foster dads and all that shit.
Yeah.
Crazy
yeah.
shit.
And the group homes, like you fighting the staff and shit.
Oh, yeah. Niggas, kids used to fight the staff all the time.
Yeah. So these niggas were slamming niggas on their heads.
So you was one of them niggas who would fight the staff?
You had to. They would fight you.
Oh.
You say some shit, they'd be like, go to your room. And you're being a kid. Fuck you. What? Nigga, no. I'm a kid to say.
No lie. It's incredibly quick how his jab is. He got a quick jab. You be like, where the fuck did that come from?
I don't know.
Ro got a quick jab.
Yeah. But so it was mixed. Like I had homes that I was like,
I remember, whoop. You be like, oh shit, that could hurt somebody. I used to say that. Like when you and Chris almost fought, rest in peace. I was like, that might be a little scrap.
I wanted to beat Chris up.
Yeah.
I love Chris. Chris is one of our best friends. He passed away.
Oh,
and we always got into arguments and like wanted to fight each other, but
why?
We never did.
Never scrap because we are true friends. Niggas really loved each other.
Yeah.
We was like, why the fuck are we, we would always, what the fuck are we, you know, after the whole fact. Yeah, we'd always do that shit.
Because Chris don't like being wrong, and I'm petty, so if I know I'm right, I'm going to just keep going and keep digging.
Oh, no, he digs.
Most of the time, it was my fault because I could have just been like, all right, nigga, whatever. But then I'm like, nah, fuck that, nigga. You wrong. And you a bitch. And just start talking shit for no reason. But, yeah, that was my homie. I had a couple homes that I loved. But I just never got comfortable because you were gone like that. So I would stay there. Like, for real. I would be there and I'd be like, this is good. I like this. I'm going to school. My clothes are good. I'm getting the allowance. I'm making friends. And then they'd be like, so you're leaving next week. And you're like, you motherfucker. Like, I had one foster mom take me to Six Flags. First time ever being to Six Flags. We did everything. Like we paid for the food.
She last mealed
you. Yeah, like we paid for the food. We got on all the rides. We got on the rides that you had to pay for, like the shit that wasn't included in the park. And then I was like, from park open to park close, and then driving home, I'm like in and out of sleep. And she was like, yeah, fun. I'm like, yeah, it was really good. I had a good time.
Yeah.
And she was like, all right, well, you got to pack your stuff when you get home. Your social worker's coming tomorrow at 10. I'm like, and I was just quiet.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So it was like shit like that.
You never
that.
Told me that fucking stuff. She last mealed you, nigga.
It's the last ride, nigga.
Last ride.
It's the last ride.
So
she might as well just left you like a dog, walked in the field and go ahead. That's basically what she did.
Keep going.
She just pushed you back into the fucking.
Nigga.
Oh,
so that's what it was. It was always up and down. Like it was always, I'm like, the group homes weren't that fun though.
Okay, I got a version of that.
I'm listening.
So nigga, I had a foster mom. It was my last foster mom before my auntie came and got me. And the foster lady, her name was Miss Red. The bitch was like so fucking mean.
Yeah.
Like so mean, like, you know, call me ugly nigga, would take her key, nigga, dig into my leg and shit. She would let me, like, she would, like, make me watch her, like, taking shit. Like, all that. Like,
I've seen that before. I've never seen that. I've never been forced to that, but I know that.
You know, like, all of this shit, right? Nigga, like, my grandma bought me a birthday cake or whatever and shit. Took it to the house. The bitch threw it away and all that shit. And, like, all this shit, right?
Yeah.
I'm a kid. I don't even know. I don't know what any of this means. Yeah. Like, so.
You were like, oh, I guess it wasn't good.
Like all this shit, right? And then one day, foster mom, she was the nicest she'd ever fucking been. Like ever. Like ever. Like she was complimenting me. She was telling me how cool I was. And like I just, it was a total switch, nigga, from Antoine Fisher mama, grandma, nigga, to like.
Nigga!
until like fucking Felicia Rashad from motherfucking. Like, that's how I was treated. And then the next day, the bitch died. That's crazy.
Good for you.
I'm like,
Oh, she was trying to get in.
Damn, she was like, all right, guy, I fucked up, but like, I'm gonna treat this nigga good for at least
that's a day.
The next day, the bitch was dead. I was like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Damn, she knew.
Yeah.
She must have known.
She knew. How she, you found her dead?
I killed her.
You're like,
I'm glad you're finding it funny.
That was a nice laugh.
Nah, nigga, they found her. They found her dead.
Dang.
Yeah.
Damn.
You find somebody dead.
So wait, you're
finding anybody dead?
Finding it. Nah. Nah, man. Nah, I've gotten calls to people who did, but I never. Like, I don't even know how to fuck.
He's like, damn.
If I pull up and find somebody, yeah. Like, I don't even know how to, that's a new experience. Yeah,
I've walked past a dead body before, but I didn't know none of the kids on it. This is when I still lived in near Broad Nolany.
They weren't smelling yet?
So it was like a dude just like sitting. He wasn't on the stoop, but he was sitting next to the stoop, like slunched, like hunched over. So like we're walking, like we just walk past him. A bunch of kids, you like walk past him. It's summertime, you go to the park, and most of my foster parents like forced me to do like extracurricular activities in the summertime. So like one part of the summer, I was like, I had to go to tennis camp.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to go to tennis camp, so I'm like walking with a group of kids and heading to tennis camp, and then we were just like we look and this nigga sleeping. We thought, and then like later, you just see like the ambulance come and like kind of put him in the bag and pick him up, and it didn't register until like later that summer. I was like, that nigga was dead. And we just walked past him.
Like,
imagine how many people are just on the street dead, and you just, like, homeless people that you just think are sleeping.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
Tennis camp was even crazier.
And they don't smell bad, but tennis camp.
Nigga, well, that's the thing about, like, those homes, right? Is that, but they take you to such interesting places, man. Yeah. Like, nigga, used to go whale watching all the time, nigga. Yeah. I love whale watching, nigga.
I never done the whale watching shit. You must have been in, like, some good spots.
You got some, I mean, whole tennis camp.
But this is, like, hood tennis camp where like, it's not like a professionals. There's a bunch of Puerto Rican kids, a little older than us, trying to get some credits for college.
Mm-hmm.
Just teaching kids how to hit the ball back and forth over the over the net. But like most of my
group, like a work study program.
It's like shit like that. So it wasn't like I'm learning how to play tennis. It was just like, hey, we got some rackets, fucking do this shit. So
yeah.
It was like quote unquote tennis camp. There was some fun shit. Like at this place called Devereaux, they had like bison and cows and chickens and all that shit, and we used to chop wood and sell it to like the farms around like the area and take eggs and sell the eggs to like farmers and shit and milk cows and shit.
See, but shit like that, like you don't even know be saving you. You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because when you get older now, nigga, you be like, you got an appreciation for them things that, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like when you say it isn't all bad, I go, it prepared me for what life really is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because life is fucking just sporadic and weird. And it's like, it takes a special type of skills, a special set of skills to get through, especially in this business.
Yeah.
You deal with a lot of rejection. Yeah. You deal with a lot of like phoniness. But when it's just you most of the time, you know how to go. Oh, I know what that is. I don't need to invite that in my
nigga,
life.
I be floating, nigga.
Yeah, you I gotta float. Yeah. I remember I used to say that. I'm like, nigga, you just gotta float. You can't give a fuck.
Yeah. I remember I used to be, man, I'm down and out. And you used to say shit, well, if you're at the bottom, well, you can only go up now.
Yeah. Because it's like, I don't know. Like, it's like,
nigga,
weird.
If you're at the bottom, all you can do is go up.
But I think the only problem, and I run into this, like me and my wife talk about this, I am so used to being indifferent that sometimes I weaponize it. And like I can just be like if me and my wife get in an argument or something like that, I can just be like, bloop. And in my mind, I'm just like, all right, whatever. I don't care. And that's not good.
Yeah.
So sometimes that is like, you know, I gotta like, you know, pick and choose shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. You don't care, do you? You like, I don't give a fuck.
I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I think all that shit like numb me though, like for real. Yeah. Where I'm just like, I swear to God, like I remember my niece was like crying like over some shit. It's like a 3-year old like crying, and I was up there like, and I say, is this the pit of your day? You know, I said, are you dying? And she was like, no. And I said, all right then. So. Fuck it. You can't have the milk. I mean, you can't have the goddamn juice. Fuck it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm so like.
Hey, man.
So was your aunt's place the last home you were in? Like, the last foster home you were in?
My auntie. So I was in that bitch from, I was hanging out with my auntie until age 11 through 19. Then I moved out to, because she wanted me to go to Job Corps.
Yeah, most of them do.
Yeah, and I said.
Or Youth Build, go build some houses and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And then my, and I was like, I said, I'm just going to just keep going down to this comedy club, you know, like, and all that shit. And then I said, and I'm going to go to college. Yeah. And then she was like, no, you're not. And I said, okay, then I'm going to move in with my grandma, you know, so I can go do what the fuck I just told you I was going to do.
And you did exactly what you said.
And I moved with my grandma. She was like, "Yeah, you can stay here." And then I went to college from over there and was just doing stand up and shit.
And there you go.
So you started doing comedy at 19?
No. Actually, I mean, I always say this on like every podcast. Did it once when I was 10, once when I was 16, and then 18 turned to 19. I started like grinding and shit.
Nigga, we the same. Shit. That's damn near the same thing I did.
Really?
Because I did comedy at my day camp.
Yeah.
I did stand up when I was 10. Yeah, I told some jokes my homies told me, but I just remixed them to make them cool.
Yeah.
And I was 10 years old, and then
how'd it go?
Did well.
Really?
I rocked them motherfuckers that day. It was like,
really?
I did Crunchy Bird and some other joint.
What the fuck is Crunchy Bird?
All them dumb little kid jokes. And then so when I was 10, I did it at a talent show. I was like, I liked being in front of people. I knew that.
Yeah.
And then high school, funny. Yeah. I didn't do I was the lunchroom king. Lunchroom king. Homeroom God. I was homeroom God.
I can see that. Yeah.
I used to hold that shit down. Especially when I started getting clothes and shit.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell me nothing when Polo and
Gabby. Yeah.
What's up now? Yeah. I used to get in trouble all the time. Like detentions, because I used to I used to defend all the students from the homeroom teacher.
Yeah.
Because I used to have the quick jokes and the snaps. And then day after I turned 19, went to the comedy club, did an open mic, one girl giggled, been doing it ever since.
So that's turned.
Yeah,
that's turned the fuck up. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I get it. See that people got this, see, it's just, you know, and you're a foster kid, and I'm not. But
I mean,
but we all meet up where we supposed to meet
up. That's the joy of comedy.
Some comics come from a lot of money.
Yeah.
And some comics come from, you know.
Nothing.
It's the common love, you know.
The common love for the art, and we all find each other at these comedy
nigga,
clubs.
Nigga, you ain't got to be no foster kid to be special.
Nobody got to be fucking special. You either got to want it and have a knack for humor. You got to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I mean, some people can't do this shit.
Because I used to tell, I tell people all the time, I'd be like, man, I mean, like, it don't matter. Like, if my mom was what she was, or if my mom was a lawyer, nigga, I'd still be a comic.
Yeah,
you know, I just be telling jokes about like how that bitch lie all the time. Some shit, like, you know, like
neighbors.
But my mom do good now. She a behavior therapist. We got a great relationship.
All right, work.
Wait, is that true?
That is true. My mom, she's don't even fuck with that shit. No, I mean, like, she's a college graduate. She went to like Loyola Marymount.
Loyola, yeah, Marymount. I think I've almost done shows there.
Mm-hmm.
Damn,
yeah.
And she graduated, nigga, and then she really got her shit together.
That's good.
That's dope. Yeah.
And now y'all homies. Yeah. See that?
Yeah,
it all comes around.
Homies like back then though too. Like I make fun of my mom all the time, shit, but I don't really give a fuck what she did like that. Yeah. I'm like,
work.
Because all you really need from your parents is the wisdom anyway. Nigga, what they went through is going to help you out. Nigga, I'm like, I don't do that because they teach you how to.
Yeah.
They know life, too.
That's dope.
Shit, I do Molly every now and then. You know, I'm like, we're all a little drugged up. Erase that because I'm going to run for mayor one day. Actually, it don't even matter, nigga.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
I'm like,
you'll probably get more votes if
you're doing Molly.
Oh, yeah. We need the one that
I heard he's going to legalize Molly and make it mandatory.
They're going to push for that. If it's already weed, shrooms, Something coming.
Shrooms is only legal in certain states.
In Portland
because of the depression, right?
Oh, nigga.
It's because mental illness is high.
You
want to
talk about third world? Portland, yeah. Bruh?
Yeah. I feel like y'all just calling shit third world.
Yeah, this nigga calls third world. I'm like, to me, third world is like a place that you see on Nat Geo.
Nah, nigga.
They're trying to eat the camera.
Third world state, Cali. It's the same nigga. People out here eating with their hands. Trying to find out right out.
And they're going to call culture.
Flint
people
water.
Eat with their hands.
And Flint water.
And now that I know how he grew up, now everybody, I'm like, this nigga just saying shit.
Yeah. I feel he like he come to my place, world. He be like, oh, this nigga third world?
Right. Look at them dirty dishes.
I've had dirty dishes.
That's so right. It's third world.
Got popcorn ceilings. It's the third world.
Motherfucker got popcorn ceilings, third world. Third world country, popcorn ceilings.
Our old place had popcorn ceilings. I fucking hated that shit.
Oh, my God.
That's popcorn ceilings, bro. Third world countries.
Why is Portland third world?
Because the poverty rate up there is crazy. Them motherfuckers be hanging out on the street.
Oregon?
For real.
Yeah.
You ever played the Oregon Trail growing up?
Yeah, I did.
No.
I did. Is Oregon like that?
The Oregon Trail. Well, back then, there wasn't no shit. So it was just it was just the dirt.
Oh, so
and Indians and people trying to jack your fucking shit, and then you got to eat or you could die. Yeah, it was great. Portland.
So what makes Portland so bad? Because that's where Nike is, right?
All that shit. But
so why would Nike build a fucking headquarters right there?
You've seen all the zombie, all the high rise and all the junkies at the gate. It's the same shit.
Damn.
Nike Tower. And then everybody, sneakers. I need food and sneakers.
I need some Blazers. Hey.
270s. Or whatever the fuck. But yeah, I'm sorry, guys. My generalizations are
third world.
Come from a
spoiler. That's the name of this episode. Third world.
He called
third
California world. Third world state.
It's a third world state.
Did they say that though?
Pull that up,
like
Brian.
That's something Trump
look it
said.
Up. It's California third world state.
I feel like Trump said that shit. I feel like he was like third world state.
That's so retarded.
That's a third world state. It's not a third world country.
Third world state.
Nigga, you ever
so
did?
Third world just mean like
poor.
These niggas so poor. It's out of our fucking ecosystem. It's out of our solar system.
Impoverished third world state.
Crazy.
I'm sorry, bro. Man. I'm like, I still wouldn't call it third world. Dude. All right, maybe I'm wrong.
I'm just saying here's an poverty,
opinion, but the
stricken.
Actual definition with third world
shit.
State.
Wait, is what?
Is somebody who didn't take sides in World War II.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. Because I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, America's first third world state is what?
It's Cali.
It is us?
The whole thing is just about how LA's refugee camp.
Refugee camp?
But what? World state. I was in one of those, too. But
you were?
No. Oh. I used to build boats.
I was a refugee camp, too. Yeah. You are crazy.
So they use third world the same way they use Gates as a scandal?
Nigga, we do not.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck y'all, man. My state is not third world.
Third world state.
You seen that shit? Them niggas got them dope ass tents, too.
Yeah,
like,
man.
You can afford rent if you got like a tent like that.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Look at that fucking tent.
Everybody just.
Man, get that shit off the screen.
Camping.
What if you saw me on that motherfucker?
Is that Jamar in a tent?
Jamar just like
a third.
I'm trying to hide. Third world, nigga.
Third world state.
All right.
Well, that has been one splendiferous episode with some real motherfuckers, man.
What? We got to go.
Yeah, it's only our episode, man.
I'm sad.
See that?
Why are you sad, man?
Because I love you niggas, man.
We love you too, man.
You're always welcome. When you come back, let us know.
If you come back.
And we'll definitely put you on.
All right.
This shit was fun, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Derek Gaines.
And I'm Monroe Martin.
You got any plugs or you just out here fucking around?
You can check out my new comedy album coming out on the 25th. It's called LOL. Well, I was a crack baby.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
LOL, well, I was a crack baby.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
LOL, well, I was a crack baby. I am getting it.
Oh, oh my shit. God. That's so funny.
January 24th.
The 25th.
January 25th. Yeah, all right. Pre-order it now, though, right?
Pre-order
it now. Get it. Yeah.
The funny, funny Mr. Jamar Neighbors. God. One more time. I'm Derek Gaines.
And I'm Monroe Martin.
This has been
No Need for Apologies.